you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, but that sounds serious. The scribes and the Pharisees had dedicated their lives to keeping the righteousness of the law. These would have been serious words from Jesus. And he meant every one of them. The kingdom of heaven isn't just another version of earth with a nicer climate and less work. The kingdom of heaven is about a higher standard of righteousness, the highest standard. It's a standard of righteousness where I don't just avoid killing my little brother. I've been successful at that. Now please let me into heaven. But rather where I no longer desire to kill my little brother. I mean, there have been times. And actually, where I don't even get annoyed at my little brother. You know, I'm out for sure now. And don't look at me like that, because every single one of you have had the same thing. None of us have righteousness like that. There's the commission of sins that we all struggle with. And there's the tendency to sin, the inner heart that's not truly virtuous. Whether that has to do with traffic laws, impatience with the world, or with people, or with the church, or God himself. Maybe it has to do with unchastity of mind and heart, or thinking poorly of another. Because probably I don't know the whole story. Jesus says, none of that will be admitted to the kingdom of heaven. In St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, he writes about all the commandments in the law. And like the gospel, it's a bit overwhelming. And he writes about some who want to boast of their observance of the law. But then he says, may I never boast of anything save the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through it, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. And then there's a very important line. All that matters is that one is created anew. All that matters is that one is created anew. Our being created anew began with our being baptized into Jesus Christ. Our being created anew will be completed by the resurrection. The only righteousness that surpasses the scribes and the Pharisees, the only perfect righteousness, is that of Christ. In the first reading from Sirach, we heard, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. But keeping the commandments is not as simple as choosing to do so. I've been desiring to keep the commandments, for most of my life. And I've done a pretty miserable job at it. But the you of if you choose is singular there in the Hebrew. I think Sirach ultimately is referring to Jesus, the one person who chose to keep the commandments and did so. And Sirach goes on to say, before every person are life and death. Whichever he chooses will be given him. You and I must choose Christ over and over again, because he and he alone is life for us. Our second reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In chapter 1, verse 23, St. Paul said, we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now, I referenced that earlier verse because Paul said, we proclaim Christ crucified. And then in today's reading, he says we speak God's wisdom to those who are mature. The proclamation of the gospel, the proclamation of the cross, has to come first, and it's proclaimed to the world. And then to those who respond in faith, we speak with them. We engage in discussion with them, in dialogue with them regarding the wisdom of God. Without accepting the cross, nothing else will make sense. Have you accepted the proclamation of Christ crucified? Have you embraced the logic of the cross for your own personal life? There's no other path to achieve the righteousness of Christ. There's no other wisdom that leads to the kingdom of heaven. Every other path, all worldly wisdom, is about trying harder in this world to make it, to get ahead, to be self-sufficient, to be admired and liked by others. Or it's about giving up and not caring and slipping toward hedonism or despair. Have you embraced the proclamation of the cross of Jesus Christ? Through it and it alone, the world becomes crucified to us and we to the world, just like Jesus Christ. When we embrace the cross of Christ, then we give up trying to impress the world. And it becomes so much easier to make our yes mean yes and our no mean no. Yes, I'm a sinner. No, my righteousness is not enough. Yes, Christ is enough. Our identity comes not in being sinners, but in being forgiven by Christ. I'm not ashamed to be a sinner. I'm ashamed when I don't confess my sins. As long as I'm redeemed and loved and forgiven, then call me a sinner all you want. This Eucharist, this Holy Communion, is food for sinners, healing and strength for sinners. Judgment comes to all. Redemption comes to the forgiven. So here's the homework for the week. Very simply, make some acts of devotion this week as a response to your faith in the proclamation of Christ crucified. Maybe wear a crucifix necklace more prominently. Kiss it daily. Do a little fasting. Read the Passion account from one of the Gospels. Go to confession. These are ways to grow in embracing the cross of Christ and becoming ready to be a new creation in Him.